Here's another analogy. Let's say you needed to borrow money. You asked me and you asked your mother. Well, I'm going to have totally different terms and conditions than your mother because she trusts you more than I do. So she may have lower rates, more positive terms and conditions than I would. So that's the way it is in the HELOC world. It is vastly different from bank to bank and credit union to credit union. In my opinion, though, you shouldn't... So I get asked the question all the time, what should my credit score be in order to qualify for a home equity line of credit? And that's a can of worms because you have to understand the HELOC world, home equity line of credit world, is entirely different than the mortgage world. And what I mean by that is the mortgage world is almost entirely controlled by the federal government. So let's take an FHA loan, federal government. Let's take a conventional loan, Fannie, Freddie, federal government. Let's take a USDA loan, federal government. Let's take a VA loan, federal government. I don't know about you, but I don't like doing business with the federal government. So the reason why I say that is mortgages are almost so much the same across the board. I don't care if you're in New York, Florida, or California, the difference between an FHA loan in any of those places is really going to come down to the lender, where the lender might have a little bit lower rate than the other one. Another one might have better service than the other one. But they're all going to be the same. They all have to operate on the same guidelines as what the federal government has already explicitly said. This is what is required to qualify for an FHA, USDA, Fannie, Freddie, or VA loan. However, a home equity line of credit is still the wild, wild west. You know, think of what the mortgage industry looked like prior to 2008. That's what the HELOC world still looks like today. So back to the question of, what does my credit score have to be? A credit union may say, we don't have a minimum score. Sometimes they have what's called a scoring system, their own scoring system, where if you got low credit, you've got a point for that. But if you got a low LTV, you got 3 points for that. And if you got a low debt to income ratio, you get 3 points for that. As long as you score 7 points, then you qualify for our loan, despite what your credit score may be. To some of the bigger box banks like Skank of America and Wells Fargo, et cetera, they don't really need your business. So they have really high limitations to get a home equity line of credit from you because they're a brand name. You're going to go to them just because that's probably who you bank with. And that's who you bank with does not necessarily need to be who you get a home equity line of credit with. Here's another analogy. Let's say you needed to borrow money. You asked me and you asked your mother. Well, I'm going to have totally different terms and conditions than your mother because she trusts you more than I do, right? So she may have lower rates, better or more positive terms and conditions than I would. So that's the way it is in the HELOC world. It is vastly different from bank to bank and credit union to credit union. In my opinion, though, you should not entertain this unless you have a 680 credit score and above. If you have above a 680 credit score, the world is your oyster. Everyone's going to be able to look at you from a credit score standpoint and say, yes, you have a high enough credit score to consume our products, with the exception of Skank of America, by the way. So what does the credit score have to be? Short answer, 680. Long answer, it depends. Hope that helps. Take care. God bless.